Hello and welcome back to another video that we are doing in wake of Dan's trip to Europe.
My absence.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
We're back with another top 10.
Another banger.
We're actually right here. We've got the top 10 tens of the 2010s.
Can you say that again? Three times fast for me.
Top 10 tens of the 2010.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, we have also got the same two guests-ish that we guessed because they're not here, but also because they're a part of the video, to send us their lists again. So we have four lists of top 10 tens.
Yeah, we formulated our lists of our top tens, our esteemed lists.
Yeah.
And then we had a mate each just say, well, send me what you think. Yeah.
Just to add that little, because it is interesting to see everyone's perspective on a...
completely unencumbered, just off the cuff. Just
even though some of them are terrible shouts. Think?
Yeah, well, don't call me out like that.
So in this one, last week in the... or last video, in the strikers.
Striker!
We had, I think it was like 14...
14
different
15,
strikers.
15, 14. We had, so the top 10 and obviously the five honourable mentions that didn't quite make the T10.
Yeah.
But were voted for in someone's top 10.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas in this one, I believe we have 16.
So the way we do it, it's like you come first, you get 10 points. So say I rank someone first.
We have 18 here, actually.
It gives him 10 points.
Yes.
So I rank him 8, that gives him 3 points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so we will say some honourable mentions. So we have 8 players that didn't quite make it.
Eight.
We have 18 players
so
in this entire...
Of, so the 18 40, of the 40 different spots, there were 18 different players.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is actually a pretty decent variety.
That's a lot.
It's interesting, everyone's different shouts here, but...
there's a lot.
So we'll go through these quickly because there's a lot.
And actually, just to clarify as well, we had to choose if someone was an 8 or if they were a 10. So someone like a Santi Cazorla, I would have put first in mine, but we classed him as an 8. So.
Yeah, but it's also judgment. Like, as in if
Modric,
if
we put an
one
8.
Person can judge a 10 differently to another. So there are some in here that, like, they are more likely to be considered an 8 or even a 6, but, you know, or can really, they can play anywhere in there. It's just how you...
how you perceive it.
How you perceive it. So there's, you know, there's no judgment.
But yeah,
but there is.
I'm not sure who's put what in the way, but
I
didn't put in like some Modric or Cruz or
Lampard
or something.
But someone might judge Modric as a 10. No one did, luckily.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to, we have 3 players who were selected 10th.
Okay.
So
really,
3 players who have 1 point.
Players picked 10th.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
So
3 different players.
3, yeah. Well, there was 4.
Okay,
but it's just that one of them has more points.
Okay.
So first we have Dusan Tadic.
Shout,
which this was my pick. This was my number 10 pick. Plainly based off...
he gets like 40, 30 assists a season or something.
Yeah. Yes, it's outrageous. Yes, it's the Dutch league and Eredivisie tax, but
it's outrageous.
What? He is consistently dropping numbers, and this is my argument that he even does it in the Champions League.
Yeah. No, he does too.
And obviously he had that amazing Ajax season where they got on their run. So
I didn't even think about Tadic.
Yeah. And I was the only one to put him in. That's why I said
tried anywhere else.
Yeah. Next player to have 1 point was Martin Odegaard.
That's my pick.
That's Dan's pick.
See, my reasoning there is he's been on the scene since 2016. While he was only like 16, 15 then, he's been around. And you've known about him.
Yeah.
And everyone's known about him. I think he started at Real Madrid. He wasn't, because obviously he was like 17 at the time.
Yeah.
He went to Real Sociedad. He tore it up there. He's been at Arsenal two and a half years now. And he's been incredible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not necessarily disagreeing.
It's a push, but I had to get him in there.
But you know what? That 10th spot really is for you to kind of drop a player in there that you think, I deserve. He should be on the list.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm not gonna hate you for that. After all, he is El Capitano.
Nice skipper.
And third and last, but I'd have 1 point, is Wesley Schneider.
Ooh.
Now, I believe this is
Ryan, wasn't
Ryan
it?
Who had Schneider in 10th.
Wesley Schneider.
So the reason I think I didn't put him in there was because, I mean, mainly...
I kind of saw him as an 8.
I don't really know. Again, you can class him as really whatever. But I think, even then, most of his most of the good of his career was prior to 2010s, in my opinion. Like when he was at when he was at Real, Ajax, he wasn't. That was before 2010.
Yep.
Moved to Inter in 2009, I believe.
Okay.
Or 2008, one of those, and only had 2 years. 2 years at Inter, and in that 2 years at Inter, in the 2010 period, he wasn't that great.
Yeah, okay.
Or like, I mean, he was. I mean, I think they won like.
But he was quite a while ago.
It was quite a while ago, and then in the 2010s period, he went to Galatasaray, played there for 3 or 4 years. But it's like, okay, that's Galatasaray.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it, but most of the good of his career probably came before.
Before, before 2010.
Yeah. So absolutely, he's a great number 10, I think, in my opinion. But moving on, we have two players that are on 2 points.
Yep.
One of them is Bruno Fernandes.
Really? He didn't make the top 10.
Who made that one?
Well, it was me.
It was.
Am I the only one who put him in?
You were the only person who put Bruno in there.
See, where was he before? Was it United? Was it
Porto? No.
Porto. Was it Porto? I don't think it was Porto. Either way, he was in Portugal.
Lisbon. Sporting Lisbon. Maybe.
He was in
Portugal somewhere.
And he was tearing it up. He was consistently getting incredible stats.
Yeah, that's true.
Since about 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
And he's just been shredding it ever since. Don't get me wrong, I hate him. I absolutely despise this guy. But he's a good numbers player. And he's a good player. And at Manchester United, despite their failings recently, he's put up really good numbers. So I'm kind of like,
yeah. And you probably got to remember, other than myself, you've got two City fans that are a part of this list. So
So they're not going to pick a United player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
His whinges per minute are beyond anyone.
Whinges per minute. On 2 points as well, we have Juan Mata.
Ooh.
Which is an interesting one. We put him in a video.
In one of our forgotten TikTok ballers.
TikTok videos. And you interestingly, that was your player. So you interestingly said that he was mostly on the bench, wasn't he?
Which, towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
But in around 2011, 2012, 2013.
When he was at Chelsea.
He was Chelsea's player of the year twice in a row. He had like over 150 goals and assists each. And he was just really good. He won the World Cup with Spain. He won the Euros with Spain.
Yes, true.
He won Champions League, Europa League.
Yeah.
You know what? He deserves.
So you know what?
He deserves a bit of respect, you know.
It's not a bad show, you know.
He deserves a bit
of
respect.
You're the only one to put him in your list, but fair play to you. I'm pretty sure it was you. Yeah, it was.
Fairs. I wasn't familiar with your game.
Yeah. on 3 points, which this is a player I was going to put in my list, but he narrowly missed out. Marco Royce.
Royce.
On 3 points.
Okay.
I was going to put him on. I think Caleb ended up putting
him on. See, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought he's a 10 per se.
What would you class him as then?
This is mainly just based off like his FIFA position, really, because I never really watched Dortmund. I can't say I've watched a lot of him play, but I would have thought he's more of a midfielder or an inside forward sort of thing. But
an inside forward probably more likely than just a standard midfielder, but I feel like he was more of a... I don't know. It's also, you know, I think he did earlier on play 10.
That's a fair shout, though.
But yeah.
It's absolutely fair shout.
Since his mobility is...
He's riddled by injuries,
he's become more of a left
midfielder,
inside forward.
He didn't get to go to the World Cup. Any World Cups with Germany, really.
No.
He's always injured.
He's missed out, hasn't he? Moving on. We've got two more players that have missed out. On 4 points, we have Dimitri Payet.
Yeah, okay.
So this was...
Okay.
But only one person put him in.
I know,
And that was Ryan, who put him in seventh.
See, I considered him, but he, for me, as good as he was at like West Ham, as good as he's been at Marseille sort of thing, it's kind of like he's more of a streets-won't-forget player for me.
And even at Marseille, now he's a winger, isn't he?
Yeah.
So
Well.
So, you know, I think...
More of a streets-won't-forget player for
me.
And
I
you
agree.
Just remember that free kick he scored, and it's just...
Came in for one season, and then he just... Like, he dropped the best season that any debut player could ever have, and then just... Yeah. But
no, it's a fair shout.
Yeah, it's a fair shout.
For that West Ham
This
season.
Is the thing. This tens list, there is so many players that you kind of have in there. At the start, we were like, there's just like, how do you... I can't think of any.
You get like
and
four
then
or
it's
five.
Just, your mind starts ticking and you think, there's so many. Like,
hang
there's,
on, what
there's
about this
18
guy?
Players.
What about this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's one...
And there's so many.
Who I want to mention that I've just thought of, I don't think anyone would have had him, is Pirlo.
Was Pirlo? I think Pirlo was more of a...
He might have been more of an eight.
He was more of an eight.
But his passing ability was just incredible.
Yeah.
So I just
as a creative player, he was more of a deep-lying playmaker, wasn't he?
Granit Xhaka.
we've got one more who missed out. Was so this is 11th place. This is Yaya Toure.
Really? Okay. Who put him in there?
I put him in there. Yeah. And I put him, I put him fifth.
See, that's
so
weird.
He got all his points from me.
He could be a 10, he could be an 8, he could be a 6.
I class him more of a 10.
He could be played him more of a 10.
This is the thing. He interchanged with David Silva during that time, yeah. I feel like. And David Silva's in this list.
He had some really good seasons.
Yeah.
He put up really good numbers.
He did play
City.
Probably more of an 8, but I think he just... During that period for City, there was just so many... Him and Silva were the two creative players, weren't they? And it was just that they would shift it. And I think, I don't know, I'm slightly classing him. Like, you know what? I've put him fifth, but if he was an out-and-out 10... I genuinely think he'd be higher on my list.
I reckon he'd be higher on everyone's list. He'd be top three on my list. Yeah, top
easily.
Three for a lot of people.
He was one of the silkiest players I've ever watched play.
He was so good.
And
you see the juju he's put on City now.
Yeah. So, in 10th place, we have...
We're getting serious now.
We have a player on 8 points. Mm-hmm. However, they got all 8 of their points from one person.
Really?
No one else put him in their list.
So that means someone put him third?
Yep. So this player is Iniesta.
Oh, okay.
This was, I believe, Caleb put him third, right?
Okay.
Whether you judge Iniesta as a 10, this is the thing. There is so much, you like...
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
Do you judge Iniesta as a 10?
You look at that Barca team from back then, you see... What Fabregas, Iniesta, Xavi.
Xavi, obviously,
Busquets was the DM. But they kind of would play in like a diamond, if not with Messi as the 10.
Yeah. They didn't really have a 10.
They were all sort of interchanging,
Yeah. And this thing, there's obviously, you've got a... Like,
it's all redundant
this,
now.
This
they're
list,
all corrupt.
This list, to me, seems more... Like, people have judged this as creative midfielders.
Yes. Which is fair.
Which is totally fair. It's a loose position. A 10 is very much a loose position, isn't it? It's more like there's not many it's a dying position. But also it was a 10 was more just described as someone who played in the pockets.
Yeah.
So so Iniesta is 10th in our list. Tied on the same points as Iniesta in 9th. It's just how I've put it. Doesn't really, you can
drawn,
have
drawn
it either.
Tenth, sort of thing.
Drawn 10th. Is Isco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's made the top 10.
So, so this is the first player that actually put them, first player that more than one person put him in their list.
Okay.
Interestingly.
That is it. That 9, we're half players.
So Isco is on 8 points.
No, I'm glad he's got a bit of respect because on his day for Real Madrid, he would have been one of the best tens in the world.
Yeah,
for those 2-3 seasons.
Yeah, and I feel like he's
15 and 18.
I think in my head he's way younger than he is. Like I feel like he came about.
I think he's probably like
so 31. Long ago. Yeah.
Well, that's why he got the golden ball.
Yeah, years ago.
The golden ball is that.
It called now? It's called the Kappa Trophy, but I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was.
It was something back then, but because he won that.
Yeah.
So we've known about him since he was a young lad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And he was always, again, one of my most favourite players with Santa Cazorla. Just the silkiness. And
yeah, you like your Spanish ballers, don't you?
It's something about them. They're just the close ball control and the...
Yeah.
The passing range.
It is that Spanish breed of midfielders, though, isn't it?
I see a lot of myself in them.
Yeah. Shame your knee doesn't think so.
Okay, buddy. Well, that's why I see myself in Santi Cazorla because we have similar.
Yeah,
similar
injuries. Similar track records for injuries.
I was told
I
wouldn't. I wouldn't walk again. Yeah. So.
And now you're running.
And now I'm not playing in the Saudi division.
So. So you put him 6th. Which means he got 5 points from you and he got 3 points from Ryan.
Put him 7th?
Put him 8th.
Okay. That's respectful.
So, yeah, it is respectful. I'll take that. But I'm Carl upset and you, I both didn't have an early list.
No, that's all right. We'll have words later. That's fine.
You know what? I just kind of... I'm not going to lie. I did forget a little bit about Isco.
How could you?
But, I don't know. I also looking at my list and I think, well, you know what? I actually think I've got better players.
There's not a lot of room, is there?
No, and that's the thing. There's a lot, especially down... like. I think the top 2 or 3 is like, that's kind of set.
Yeah.
But even after that is like, that's tight. I feel like there's really absolutely. You can put anyone in there. Eighth position we have someone we know very well, but not for the right reasons. Cesc Fabregas.
Ooh, okay.
On 10 points.
See, I didn't even put him in there.
No, I put him in there.
No, but yeah, I suppose
me and Carla put him in there.
Of all these Spanish sort of maestros, apart from Isco, he probably would be the closest thing to a 10, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Iniesta, Xavi sort of thing.
And that's what my thinking is, that I wouldn't class him as a 10 per se, as in like he literally plays that position.
Yeah.
But again, it's a creative midfielder. His passing's amazing. He just created so many chances. Yeah.
No, some of the
so
best
me and Carla both put him sixth.
Yeah, okay.
So
no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Is that yeah, no, okay, that's
there's half this list is Spanish.
Yeah.
Like no, it literally well, is just yeah, it does say a lot about the Spanish football.
It says a lot. They won the World Cup in 2014 and for good reason. Look at most of these players were around that sort of time.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. So tied on last week we didn't have any ties on points.
Yeah.
And this week we have two. In the actual, in the top 10 list.
Yep,
we have four players that are on the... Anyways.
As you were.
Yeah. On 10 points also, so seventh.
Okay, yep.
Is James Rodriguez.
Oh.
Another Real Madrid.
See, that's interesting for me. Because as good as he was in the World Cup, did he ever really live up to it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, actually. At Real Madrid, I would say...
Yeah.
I would say he did.
I would say he did for one or two seasons. Yeah.
When he was at Monaco during the World Cup.
He kept Isco out of the team.
I thought yes.
Yeah.
He Monaco was when he came up.
He was incredible.
Had that loan stint at Bayern.
Which didn't he?
And he didn't. He was kind of all right. And then, you know what?
Where
I kind of forgot. Like, what is he doing?
Where is he now?
I don't know what he's doing now, actually, because...
Have a look for me. Because
I think
he's
I don't know if he's even playing.
Is he in China? Or is he? Has he retired? Is he?
I feel like we should know this.
I feel like we should know our research, but you know.
But also, like, you would think that you would know what James Rodriguez is doing.
But like, yeah, he was. I think he was pretty close to being one of the most followed players in the world at some point.
So right now he's at Olympiacos. You know, he's 31 right now.
That's not as old as I thought he might be.
No. Oh, okay. So he. Oh, he was at Porto before he was at Monaco, before the World Cup. So he was at Porto, did well at Porto, was at Monaco for a season.
Yeah.
And then went to Real Madrid. So jeez. Because of his... So, and he didn't even... You know what? He only got 10 goals in 38 games for Monaco.
Okay.
And then had that World Cup and was obviously amazing.
Yeah.
Went to Real Madrid. I would say he had a pretty good stint.
What's his stats there?
36 in 111. Ooh. For a 10. You know what? 10s aren't like... As much as they are, you know... Go and score.
Well, see, that's where
but
it's
I think, and you know that doesn't account for assists. Like that
there's
doesn't
a, there's a bit of
assists.
There's a bit of cloud over it because are they goal scoring tens? Are they just playmaker tens?
Yeah, exactly. So let's find. So he got, and in that time, so in the first season for Real Madrid, his first season there after the World Cup, he got 13 goals, 14 assists in 29 games. Which is phenomenal.
I think that's
phenomenal.
That's really good. That's really good.
And then seasons after that, he had two more seasons at Real Madrid. In 17 games, he had 7 goals, 8 assists, which I don't think that bad. 17 starts, He had 26 games, 17 starts.
So 15 in 17 starts, okay.
Not bad. And then again, 14 starts, 8 goals, 6 assists in the season after that. So you know what?
It's not terrible.
So at Real Madrid, he was good,
yeah.
I think. And then he had 2 years.
I think he was fairly inconsistent, though. Like I think he got a few injuries, too. So
Yeah, exactly. He had a 2-year loan at Bayern. I did think so. I thought he was there.
It was like him and Coutinho sort of had loans at Bayern around the same time.
In 19 games in his first season for Bayern, 19 starts, he had 7 goals, 11 assists, which is pretty all right.
That's all right.
And then 13 starts... 7 goals, 3 assists.
So he had decent output.
Yeah, he did. He was. I think tens are misjudged to have, like, obviously good tens have really
output,
good numbers.
Yeah,
but I think they are misjudged sometimes to be only output.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then obviously after that, went back to Real Madrid, didn't really play, and then from Real Madrid, went to Everton.
Yep.
And then while he was at Everton, I mean, I didn't really do much at Everton, did he?
Got kind of, what Did Ancelotti come in while...
He did, yeah. Ancelotti was there while... Ancelotti brought him in, I think, because Ancelotti was at... At Bayern prior to going to was Everton, wasn't he?
Was it Real Madrid?
Was he? Well, Ancelotti's at Real Madrid now.
Yeah, but he's been there before, I believe.
I don't know where he was prior to Everton.
Anyway, we're waffling.
And then he came out. Remember that thing that came out that he was like, he wanted to change gender or something? Yeah. But that was totally fake. I don't know if that was... I can't remember if that was
and
real
or not. And then Ancelotti left, I think, pretty much straight after said it happened.
Yeah. And then he went to... Yeah, he played at Qatar and now he's in the Greek league for Olympiakos. And he doesn't seem to be doing that bad for Olympiakos. But
I'm glad he's still playing.
Yeah. And I think that probably that period of... 2014, especially, I'd actually say, especially for me and Caleb, growing up watching football,
that was the time
for nostalgia for us,
yeah,
that's Hammers, really, that's that time. So, I'd argue that that's probably what that is. Oh, and you also,
I put him in my list,
huh? Oh, that's what it is. Hold on.
What are you?
I think I've really stuffed this
up. Losing your mind.
I am losing my marbles. What am I talking about? Caleb didn't put him in.
Either way, just move on.
Yeah, I'm waffling.
You're waffling, brother.
Bring your marbles. Okay, right. So I've really stuffed this up. So I put him in seventh, you put him in seventh, and Ryan put him in ninth. And Caleb didn't even put him in. So I'm waffling. I, for some reason, thought Caleb put him in.
Okay,
well. So that whole argument about nostalgia was just waffle. But anyways.
As per usual.
Yeah. And then, so now we are in. Oh, we're actually. No, we're sixth place. No, we're not. I lied.
You good, brother?
No, I'm really struggling. Sixth place, we have Philippe Coutinho.
Okay. Okay.
Can you get behind that?
Mm.
In sixth?
Sixth.
On sixth, 14 sixth, points.
Sixth best.
Sixth, you reckon?
In the last 15 years.
Yeah, you can think of five other players better than Coutinho?
Yeah.
I'm glad because I can too.
No, I can because it's... For me, I've never been the biggest Coutinho fan.
No, you know what? I feel like in my head, all he is cutting and shoot.
I feel like he deserves to. He was like Robin in the list. Did he win a Champions League with Liverpool? I don't think he did. No.
Liverpool never. No, he got sold to.
Yeah, and he made way for Alisson.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always been that sort of. If I have six or seven long shots in one game, one might go in, and one would every seven or eight games. Yeah. And then he'd get so much praise for it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but that's like his 50th long shot since he scored his last one.
Yeah. But similar to Hammers, he had that stint at Bayern as well, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he was actually pretty quite good in that.
Was he?
I think he was decent.
I feel like he just fell off.
I think he was injured to start with.
The second he left Liverpool, I think he fell off. And now
because he went to Barca, then had that loan at Bayern.
And now he's at Aston Villa and he's flopped this season.
He's
up there for one of the flops of the season, isn't he?
Yeah.
He scored came in last season, he was all right, but now he's... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, sixth place is probably... I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Would you say above Hammers? Because he is in this list, in this combined list. Do you reckon he's above Hammers?
Hammers has done more, though, has he?
Yeah, I feel like he's probably had bigger moments.
Hammers is... Well, he's won Champions Leagues with Real Madrid. Was he part of the three-peat team? Hammers.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so...
I believe so.
I don't know.
But yeah,
I'm not going into it. But that's,
I don't know.
I don't know if I could put him fifth, sixth, whatever.
I don't know. I think Coutinho and James might even interchange there, and there's Fabregas on 10 points as well. So who knows?
Yeah.
Into the top five.
Yes.
This is a interesting one actually. Not interesting in that I didn't put him in, but because he's a Spurs player. Christian Eriksen.
Yes.
Not Dele Alli.
Not just Spurs, Manchester United as well. I thought you were going to say Dele Alli. I was like, are you mad, brother?
So Christian Eriksen has 18 points in this list.
Yeah.
For the combination.
To put him fifth.
Yeah. So you put him fifth.
Yes.
Ryan put him fifth.
Yes.
I put him ninth. Wow, okay. What am I doing?
This is the disrespect.
And Carla put him seventh.
See, I don't... Yeah. I don't know, he's...
But this is the thing. So I've put him below... James Rodriguez and Coutinho.
I just rather like the stat where Christian Eriksen signed for Tottenham, played 6 years or something for Tottenham, left Tottenham, died.
Yeah.
Went to Manchester United, won a trophy, came back to life, went to Manchester United, won a trophy, all four Spurs, won a trophy. So it's
reincarnated.
Man experienced the afterlife before Spurs won a trophy. Like,
it is a bit odd that story, but yeah. But I don't know. I think Eriksen is. You know what? I think I've probably stuffed up there. I would actually say Eriksen is better than Coutinho, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say, and probably James Rodriguez.
You've seen the light, much like Eriksen. I have seen the light. Seen the light.
That is my apologies. Ninth is a bit abysmal for myself there. That's really poor. But either way,
no,
it wouldn't have changed his position, however high I put him, it wouldn't have changed.
I'm happy with him at fifth. He was a really good player as well.
Yeah.
And he's still doing bits at United.
Yeah, he's doing all right, isn't he? Since he came back to life, he's not the same, but his quality's still there.
Would you be the same if you
if I died?
I'm impressed he's still playing. Fair play.
Yeah, good on him. Yeah. There's certain washed ballers that couldn't do that. Aguero.
Anyway. Oh Jesus. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
So a large jump in points here.
Yes, so the top
Eriksen,
four.
Eriksen, yes, we're into the top four, and it is...
I feel like I know who the top four is going to be. Yeah, I feel like it's like the strikers, they're pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty obvious, it's just
where they're going to be placed, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So in fourth place, going from 18 points from Eriksen, we've gone to 29 points.
Okay. Points.
Yeah, so an 11-point jump.
Okay.
David Silva...
Yeah, that checks out for me.
And I think that's fair.
That checks out. He was unreal. He deserves a statue at Man City. Actually, he's got one, does he?
I think he does.
Isn't it like an awful statue, but he's got one?
Yeah. City tried to do what they've done with Henri and whatnot at the Emirates.
Yeah, and he's made of silver or something. But
I liked it. Aguero and Silver are their legends. I don't know players from...
Aguero, Silva, Company. Look, they're recent legends, but they're...
They were quality players, though, weren't they?
They're legends nonetheless for me.
Yeah.
I think they're that desperate to have legends, they're going to put all three or four of their recent players in as statues and just have no room for the Bruins. Or
Does De Bruyne deserve a statue? We'll see, actually, this list later on.
We'll see.
Yeah, so David Silva on 29 points is... Yeah, like I said, a big jump from fifth.
Yep.
But yeah, he was quality, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think these four players. I think these four players for me are like the epitome of tens.
Yep.
Like when you think of tens,
and if they're what I'm thinking, they're all fairly different.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, actually.
So give me third then.
So wait, third place, we've gone another 4-point jump within the top three. There's 3 points.
Okay.
So it's actually a close affair.
Okay, yeah.
It's a close affair in the top three. So third place on 33 points is Thomas Müller.
Terrible.
Well, what's his... Robert Lewandowski.
Lewandowski. Shot. No. Thomas ist Müller.
Yeah. He's got quality numbers, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? Didn't I say in last episode that he had... the second most assists of all time.
Yep.
He's got like almost 400
assists. Who's got the first? Who did you say had the first?
I think Messi.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think Messi's first, and then Müller.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, hey.
It's just nuts.
I actually want to pull up his numbers, because obviously he's been at Bayern for ages.
Yeah.
Right?
He spent his whole career at Bayern.
Yeah.
He's genuinely incredible. He's the longevity. I think he's like 35 or something now. The longevity of his game, he's just never injured by the
season. How many appearances do you think he's got for Bayern?
Like 710.
Yeah, 653.
Okay, yeah.
So that's since 2008 he's been at Bayern. He's had his whole career at Bayern.
Yep.
I didn't even know that, you know. But I also had
no
idea.
Where
else would he have been? All right, let's list off a couple of his key seasons here.
What's his highest assisting season?
His highest assisting
highest
season.
Scoring season yeah.
His highest assisting season was 2019-20.
Really? Recently?
Yeah. He got 21 assists in that season. 8 goals in 26 games.
He's the kind of player as well, though, that'll get... He'll get 20 assists, but he'll also get like 15 goals.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
And he goes under the radar.
His best scoring season was 2015-16, where he scored 20.
He might, for me, be one of the most, if not the most, underrated player of all time.
Yeah.
Thomas
Müller. For sure. His best season as a whole.
At Hull.
Yeah, oh, he's got two. He's got two matching seasons. So the 2019-20 season where he got 21 assists, he got 8 goals, 21 assists.
Yep.
And then the season after that, he got 11 goals, 18 assists.
Okay.
And then the season after that, he got 8 goals, 18 assists.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Three seasons in a row where he was just quality.
Yep. What's he on this
season?
This
season, hey, he's not as good this season, you know.
Well, what
only 13 for? Only 13 starts so far this season.
Okay. Maybe he's been injured.
4 goals, 7 assists.
Alright. That's not bad though. So, no, 11 in 13.
No, not bad at all. But yeah, gee, I did not know he played that much for for Bayern.
Yeah, hey, man, I don't remember him being anywhere else.
Yeah. So
shall we move on to the top
on,
two then?
On in second place, right? We've got one of our own. Mesut Ozil.
He did not
quite make first. He missed out by 2 points.
That is
so 1 point more than Muller.
I reckon if he left Arsenal with graciously and if he kind of either hung up the boots then or if he had one or two more good seasons in wherever he went, he would have been top one of all time. But because he fell off so drastically and because he kind of, well, he was the rat, was he? He spoke to the media and he pretty much, he tried to take us down with him.
Yeah.
I think he ruined his legacy, but
yeah.
as a player, playmaker, on his day, that was...
He will forever be...
That was the best player.
My favourite player ever.
He was the best on the ball, off the ball, well, maybe not off the ball, but... With the interchange, the link up, the dummies he did, just incredible.
Yeah, I just loved watching him do just anything.
One
honestly,
of my favorite goals of all time under Unai Emery against Leicester.
The Leicester goal,
the leave Lacazette into.
It's just a phenomenal. It just and but it wasn't even like that was just out of the blue. Like, how have you just done that? He used to do those fakes constantly.
All day, he's all the time, so often,
and he has his own shot that he's got that
Ozil bounce.
That Ozil bounce
day,
shot.
I still don't know how he does it.
Seriously, I've tried it, and I don't know how I haven't dislocated my ankle yet
because he just to kick into the ball into the ground.
I don't know the brain to make the physics happen there. I don't know.
It's, yeah,
but fair play to him. And actually, I'm going to read up some stats of Ozil real quick because I'm interested myself. To be honest,
he as well was one of the. He's got shitload of assists.
Yeah, he wasn't one to score, Ozil. He wasn't a goal scorer. So, joined Real Madrid in 2010, played 159
also
games.
Also won the World Cup with Germany. I think he was their player of the player of the year that year.
Yeah. So, 159 games for Real Madrid is impressive.
Yes.
He
only signed it for 44.
So, in three seasons in Spain, he got... Let me do the math really quick in my head. In a three seasons combined, he got 56 assists.
Okay.
In three seasons.
Yeah. In three seasons.
Yeah. So 14, just 18,
under
and 20
14. Just under 20 a season.
Yeah.
18, 19 a season. Yeah. That's crazy.
Okay. Scoring 19 in those three seasons as well. So
that's right.
That's not bad.
That's still eight.
Yeah.
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
6.5 goals.
Came to the Premier League in his first season. He got 5 goals, 9 assists.
Yep.
So not bad. And then 2015-16 was his Henry
record equaling season,
which I thought was 20, but it's not. It's 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't equal the record.
Well, I thought he did.
Well, no, but so essentially he had about 15 by December or something.
Yeah.
13, 15
but I thought
by
he equaled
December.
It. He did.
And then Giroud went on a massive dry spell.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we didn't get over the line on it.
But I thought the whole narrative was that he equaled it.
That was one of the best seasons I've ever seen. I don't even know, to be honest.
And De Bruyne has the same as well now.
19.
Yeah.
20.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I mean, you know what? You could probably make an argument that statistics-wise, Muller's probably above Ozil. Or even you could put David Silva above Ozil, stat-wise.
Yeah.
But just as a creative, like, there's no... There isn't a physical stat on this.
His influence
tells
you on the game.
His just overall...
The eye test.
Like, and that's what it is, really. Big chances created, and he was top of all those stats.
Yep, absolutely.
And honestly, yeah, he is forever going to be my player that I love watching.
Yep.
I do love a number 10.
Absolutely.
Ozil, Kaká.
That's my favourite position, I think.
Yeah.
My favourite, sort of.
For sure. And to round out the list, If you haven't guessed it by now, on 36 points, his first name is Kevin.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne. Top
Kevin
one.
De Bruyne. On which, 36 points. Which fair. Which I think is, yeah. Oh, totally
which is
fair.
Fair.
Totally fair. His and you know what? I think if it wasn't for De Bruyne's last, like, two seasons, I think Ozil would be above him.
Yeah.
But he's I think just, the fact he's that just he's just going. Consistently godly.
He was incredible
really.
At Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
He came to City. Nobody let him talk, but they did let him play. And when they let him play, that's when it's over. Because it's just... You alright, champion?
You had some good jokes. <Yeah. laughs> Fucking yeah, but he, again, you know what? If I was a City fan, he'd be my favourite player for sure.
Yeah. And it shows
also,
he gets played
also,
the year consistently.
You've got to respect quality. Even though we're not a fan of City.
Look, they, with the team they've had, they're of course going to have the best players. So
yeah, absolutely. And if anyone has stats, it's him. So let's do a quick reading.
Yeah, run it up for us.
Because it's interesting. Statistics are interesting because I don't like to look at them too much, but also they tell you a lot.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. Hold on. So Ozil did get 19. Yes. That's what it said on this, right? Yes. De Bruyne has 20.
Okay.
In one of his seasons. So I'm thinking, but I swear Ozil tied
maybe
it.
Maybe he didn't get there.
Or maybe Henri didn't get
it.
As well. Or maybe De Bruyne beat it.
No, because Henri got 20-20. 20 goals, 20 assists.
Anyways, Ozil didn't quite do it.
That's
and De Bruyne,
disappointing.
And De Bruyne beat him to it.
That is disappointing.
So, in... let's go. Okay, so his... Oh, jeez. Wow, I did not know that. So his first season for... Nope, that's a lie. 2014-15 for Wolfsburg, I'm presuming.
Yes.
So yeah, his only season at Wolfsburg.
Oh, he only played one season then.
He played half a season at Wolfsburg. He joined in January 2014, and then he had a full season, and he was only there. Okay. So his only full season at Wolfsburg, he got 10 goals, 20 assists.
Yeah, fair.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, fair.
And at that point, assists. And at that point, he was what? 21?
Jesus, is that 22, 10 years ago?
22 maybe? Yeah.
Far out.
So.
Yeah, that's
which
nuts.
Is crazy numbers.
That's nuts.
And then obviously went to City. His first season had a few injuries. I don't, possibly, don't know if he played too much. 7 goals, 9 assists.
He has had a few injuries.
He has had a few injuries. And that's probably the only thing that's put him off. 2018-19, he did not play much at all. Like he's barely got anything here. And yep. City still won the league that season, I think.
Yeah.
Did probably. They? I'm not sure. 2018-19. It wasn't Liverpool, so.
Would have been City.
Yeah. And so his best season for City was 2019-20.
Yep.
13 goals, 20 assists.
Okay.
So that was that record-tying season. Last season, he got 15 goals, 8 assists. So not many assists, but he does score. And I think that's the difference
He's
a scorer, not an assister. That's the difference between him and Ozil.
He's capable of scoring in the box. He's capable of scoring outside the box.
Yeah.
I don't think he takes penalties either, so it's just incredible numbers.
Yeah, yeah, true. That's a good point. But yeah, I think as well, you know what, Muller probably has more assists than any of them by the looks of it.
Yep.
Like as in consistent statistics.
But it's that's the Bundesliga tax, you know.
Yeah. And you know what, Muller's also like what, 36?
Yeah.
So he's got a couple of years. If De Bruyne does this for the next couple of years,
he's got time. He's absolutely got time.
And it is De Bruyne, you watch De Bruyne and he is just like
he's levels. He's absolutely levels. Absolutely.
Yeah. He's like out of anyone that you don't want to be like lining up for a shot outside the box, it's De Bruyne. Anyone you don't want to have Haaland running onto a ball. It's like
it's yeah, the weight of ball he's got. Just
yeah, amazing. And that is actually what it is. It's the weight of his pass that is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, shamefully, Ozil does not win it. But also, fair play to Kevin De Bruyne because he is.
So
probably
we got
the
second coming of Ozil coming through.
Yeah.
In another MO.
Yeah.
And he will.
I love that as well. By the way, I love that it's an MO and the O's like
different accent.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's so funny, yeah. But anyways, that wraps us up for another top 10 video.
That'll do for this week.
Yeah. So these won't come out for a week, so you won't see these for... I don't know. Depends when we post them.
It'll be a Monday at one day.
Yeah. And we will post these as podcasts.
Yep. And yeah, so on YouTube, and we'll try probably potentially get some clips out of them and as well. So
still
and follow us on your TikTok, or Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah,
obviously this is on Spotify and YouTube. So as well as Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and tell us if any of these you think are wrong, because
they likely are
wrong. There's only four people involved here. We need more voices.
Yeah, we need...
Tell us if we got any of the top 10 wrong. Tell us if there's players that we completely missed.
Yes.
Because we likely did that too.
Yes.
And yeah. And if you like these, then we'll keep doing them. So tell us.
Yeah, let us know what other position you want us to do.
Yeah.
Because we're happy to do more. We love doing these sort of things.
Yeah, so these are good little collaborative sort of fun little things. So.
Yeah, well, until then, this is Bad Ball Knowledge FC. Signing out.
Yeah. See you.